Monday, 14 September, 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. We're in Acts chapter 4. Welcoming you to the broadcast today. Would you join us for prayer? Father, bless us with thy word. Give us grace to stand for thee, and having done all to stand, may the Lord Jesus Christ be honored. May he be lifted up in our lives. We pray with the disciples of old, with Peter and John and the other brethren there. Oh God, I pray that thou would behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness we may proclaim thee, proclaim thy word. We pray, thank you for the wonderful blessings of this past Lord's Day. I pray, God, that you'll bless us today. Now, as we start out with another week, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for those of you who were with us on our last broadcast, you know that the disciples, Peter and John, had been apprehended. They had been threatened. They made it clear that they were going to continue to do what they needed to do. When they were let go, they went to their own company and they had a prayer meeting, and they prayed that God would behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Well, praise be to God, he heard that prayer and he answered that prayer. And they prayed that by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, verse 31, the place were shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Here we find an inseparable truth. We cannot really have holy boldness without the Holy Spirit filling our hearts and lives. May we have real, truly Spirit-filled lives, that we might be able to speak the word of God with boldness as well. Now, remember, this was a time when persecution was really beginning to set in. There were going to be shortages. People were going to be in need. And so not only did the Holy Spirit provide for them the boldness that they needed, I want you to see that he also spoke to their heart about unity and about generosity. So the Spirit of God did three things here. He gave them boldness. He would give them unity, and he would give them generous hearts. Let's look at this. And the multitude, this is verse 32, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Remember, they had been in one accord over in verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Here we find that they were of one heart and of one soul. Man, it's amazing what God will do with a people who are of one heart and one soul concerning himself. Single-minded people with a single eye, so to speak, that we would be focused on him and on none other. Now, how do you know that God gave them generosity? Well, I want you to listen to this carefully, and then I hope you'll be able to listen to the rest of this broadcast, because there's been some tremendous errors that have been propagated by misinterpreting this scripture. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. God gave them such a generous spirit that they said, now listen, we realize that we're but caretakers of what God has given to us. The Bible says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Now you fit verse 33 exactly where it should be, between verses 32 and 34. Now listen again, verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection, and great grace was upon them all. And again, what was this power and what was this grace? Number one, they spake the word of God with boldness. Number two, they were of one heart and of one soul. I'm telling you, that's the work of the Spirit of God. You know this. We know, by the way, the devil knows this, that a divided house cannot stand. If people are bickering one with another, they are hurting, cutting one another. If people are disunited, if there's a lack of unity among the people of God, you're not going to find the power of God. You're not going to have the blessings of God. And if we have a selfish heart, you know, if we become like babies. How many of you folks out in Radio Land today, you have raised children? By the way, we were one time ourselves, but we don't really remember this stage of our lives. But how many of you have raised children or you have been a caretaker for children? And especially when they get like 18 months old, 2 and 3 years old, they adopt this one word, mine, mine, mine. I'm telling you, you can bring 2 children into a room or 3 children into a room, and you can have a room full of toys laying around. One of them will pick up one, and the others will come after it. He'll hold on to it. They'll grab for it. And what will they be saying if they're not biting and spitting, or they might be doing all three? Mine, mine, mine. Now, God is not against personal property ownership. In fact, God has ordained that men be able to work and to have. But what God wants is the work of the Holy Spirit in our heart so that what He has entrusted to us, we are willing to put at His disposal. We're willing to say, Lord, not mine, but thine. Not my will, but thy will be done. Because the Bible says that with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It was witness to their boldness, it was witness to their unity, and it was witness to their generosity. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. Some people have erroneously taken this scripture and said, well, there it is right there. The Bible teaches communism. Take from those that have and give to those who have not. No, you couldn't be more wrong in all your life. This was not a matter of taking what anybody had. This was a matter of them being willing to give what they had and to share it with others. We're going to see over in the next chapter with Ananias and Sapphira that they didn't have to give anything. While it was in their possession, it was their own. Oh, dear friend, here is the point. Don't miss out the point. Sure, God allows us to have, but He wants us to realize that everything we have comes from Him, for in Him we live and move and have our being. And every gift, every good and perfect gift cometh from above. It cometh from our Lord. He wants us to have a generous heart so that we'll not only share with Him, but with others. Does this mean that everybody ought to go out right now and sell their houses and bring the money into church? No, I don't think that's called for right now. However, if we get to the place that they got to, where people were being deprived, they couldn't work, they couldn't eat, whatever we have, God help us to have enough love for God and enough love for others that we'll be willing to give it up if necessary, that others might be able to survive as well. This is not supporting the lazy. This is not supporting those who are unwilling to work. This was a matter of the Spirit of God touching hearts, and they were willing to share with brothers and sisters in Christ who had need. They were willing to help the sick. They were willing to help the afflicted. They were willing to help those that were without jobs. I'm telling you this, dear friend, some of you might get ill with me for saying this, but God is not the author of a welfare state. God is the author of charity, of helping those who need help. And by the way, the Bible makes it clear, if any will not work, neither should he eat. We're not to support people who could be providing for themselves and who will not. But we are to take care of those who are in need, and especially to take care of God's people. The scripture makes it clear, let us do good unto all men, and especially unto those who are of the household of faith. Only God knows how soon this kind of thing might be needed. We need to walk with the Lord. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can speak the word of God with boldness, so that we can have unity and know what to do with what he has entrusted to us. Father, so grant it, we do pray, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May our Lord bless you. May he be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. Please join us next broadcast if you can.